Hello and welcome to Six Figure Souls, Doing Good and Making Money. This is a very special season where I'm interviewing members of the Natural Life Business Partnership in our Soul Professional Society. Today we have Mary Ellen Zung with us, and she's a certified holistic health coach out of New Jersey. Hello, Mary Ellen. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Yeah, thanks. So I think my very first question to you is, what is a certified holistic health coach and how is it different from someone else that's just calling themselves a health coach, or some of the differentiators there?
Yeah, well, certified, obviously. You know, I took a one-year program and have a certification with the Institute for Integrative Nutrition.
Okay.
And holistic is really looking at the whole picture. So not just looking at someone's goals for physical activity or working on their nutrition, like a registered nutritionist, registered dietitian nutritionist would do, but really looking at the whole picture. So sleep, relationships, joy, home cooking, finances, relationships, just how your whole life, your job, your career, your whole life really, because you're one whole person.
That makes so much sense. So like the anxiety in your life and what's worrying you as much as what you're putting into your body.
Well, yeah, I mean, you mentioned anxiety and worry. I'm also on the board of the Mental Health Association. And, you know, that's a big thing because we know that our gut and our brain are so connected. So what you eat affects your mood.
Of course.
And your positive thoughts or your negative thoughts or your anxiety affects your gut and your overall health too. So very, very connected. Yeah.
So do you work with people in your private practice? Are you working with people on all of that? Do you specialize in a certain area of it? How does it look like when you're working with clients?
Yeah, I think overall it's lifestyle change and disease prevention. So chronic disease prevention. I work a lot with people on quitting sugar, which is, you know, that's also a brain imbalance, right? With the dopamine and the serotonin and, you know, the cravings that you'll get. So working with them on the sugar, on changing their nutrition, not taking things away from them, but really adding in. So many people are not eating things like nuts and seeds. And we know that only 10% of the country is eating the required number of fruits and vegetables a day. You know, that can also get into, you know, food desert issues and, just economic levels. So that's a whole other problem in the country, but, just helping people eat more healthy foods, things that they didn't grow up with, things that are not part of the standard American diet, which SAD, I call SAD. Well, a lot of people call it SAD. and the chronic disease prevention. So pre-diabetes, I teach the national CDC's diabetes prevention program called Prevent T2.
Okay.
It's a 26 session program over the course of a year. So I teach that at a few local YMCAs, and it's all about nutrition and sleep and stress management and how you think, and also physical activity, getting the 150 minutes of physical activity a week, and, you know, losing weight, preventing type 2 diabetes. So a lot of people are turning to drugs these days for that. So that's a whole other issue, right? Ozempic and Wegovy and that kind of thing. So, and they'll lose weight, but it really affects their hormones. It changes their leptin and ghrelin. So they're not listening to their body, right?
You mean by taking the drugs?
Yeah.
Taking something like that, it's throwing off something else.
Right.
Imbalancing you. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
So not a big fan. Yeah. I guess, you know, for some people it's, it's
easier.
Away.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. It's yeah. easier. But yeah, the CDC did some research on the program and, you know, evidence-based program, and showed that it's more effective than taking, like, for example, metformin in lowering your A1C. So lifestyle change can help, you know, reduce your blood sugar. More activity, physical activity, and eating the, you know, the better for you, healthier foods. So
the right foods. Yeah. Right. Now, I know you do a lot of going into corporations or organizations. You talked about the YMCA. How did you tend to go in that direction? Do you also do one-to-one coaching?
Yes, I do one-to-one coaching. That's really how I started out, with one-to-one coaching.
Okay.
And of course, the diabetes prevention is a group program. But I worked for Weight Watchers for 14 years. And that was...
Oh, I forgot this story. Yay.
That was coaching. Yeah.
Okay.
So facilitating the groups. And, but before that, I was in business always. I was in human resources. And back in the day, it was, you know, like the work life arena. So
working
a lot of HR people on bringing corporate childcare centers. I worked for companies that offered, built and developed and operated corporate childcare centers. So I did training and sales and client services and, you know, all of that. So I had that, you know, my first job out of college was assistant director of personnel, you know, back when they called it personnel.
Okay.
So I always had that sort of corporate wellness background and work-life balance background. So I feel comfortable in that space working with HR departments and figuring out what's missing, what kind of programming they need. And I love developing content and presenting it. So I do that for employers as well as in community organizations. You know, just tonight I'm working with a women's law group online. So I don't know, people find me, and I love to sort of problem solve with them and put programming together.
Programs together. I love that. I think it's such a different spin on a lot of the health coaches, like, because although you do your one-on-one, you also have these bigger corporate programs that can go into all different organizations or nonprofits or women's clubs, so many different things.
Just the overall health and wellness space for people.
Yeah.
You know, people really need a lot of help. And that was when I first started going to the health coaching program. My mission, and I still have it on my desk 10 years later, was to, you know, health and happiness. That's really what I want to bring to people is health and happiness, right? And you see so many people suffering because they don't have the information, they don't have the accountability or the motivation, or they read something and try that, or they try a pill, or they go on some crazy fad diet. And, you know, so I think that's where I can come in and sort of bring some sanity to it all.
I'm curious, like, what is a common thread that you find for people's like aha moment, or I didn't know that this, or, you know, I've stopped putting all of this in my body, but now it's good, or I'm just curious.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's an aha moment. I just feel like people have a really hard time meal planning and eating real food. Mm-hmm. I see it every year. It just gets worse and worse that people are eating, you know, they're doing more takeout. They're doing more, you know, the grocery stores now have all these prepared meals for you, and people just grab that kind of stuff.
Yep.
All the different takeout places, you can get pretty good salads, but people just don't really know what to put in the salad and not put in the salad. And most of that salad dressing is sugar anyway. So I think just people are challenged when they're busy working, they're raising a family and trying to put healthy food on the table. So I do a lot of meal planning programs for people, teaching them how to meal plan and meal prep.
Are they surprised at how easy it is to prepare their own salad or their own food? I would think I grew up in a family that always cooked, but sometimes when I even show my kids something, they're like, "That's it. That's all." To like tonight, we're making. They're like, "Oh, we could really go for some soup." But I was like, "Okay, let's make some potato soup." "Oh, we don't have all day." And I was like, "It literally takes 20 minutes. Like, it's so easy. Let me just show you how to make potato soup."
I think you're so right. People do think that it's harder than it really is. I mean, if you just
And
sit
cheaper.
down, and definitely cheaper.
Yeah.
Lower sodium, lower, all the bad oils and things.
Yep.
So it's just a little matter of planning. You don't have to take all Sunday to cook. You just have a couple of meals in your head. You get that stuff from it's about having it in the house. If you have
Yeah.
food in the house, the raw materials in the house, you can put something together. So and a lot of that doesn't have to be fresh. It can be frozen. It can be beans, rice, grains in the pantry. Things like that. You can always just make sure you have onions. I feel like I go through
That's so
three onions
funny.
a day.
We were the same one. I'm like, I need a bag of onions.
Yeah, a bag of onions.
The same way. We always have rice, white rice, or some other grains, bag of onions. Always have frozen vegetables, like every frozen vegetable, because I can always make a stir fry, right? Or just throw stuff. And I love one potters, especially this time of year. In the winter, I like comfort food. And I
That's
find it, even though I buy salad, I find it very difficult to eat. So I have to get it in other ways.
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is definitely soup season. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a program next week, that's hearty and healthy winter soups. And
Ooh.
pending, we'll get a little recipe book that I curated, and so
Oh, that's a good one.
yeah, that's a good one.
I
People
think
love.
people forget about soups. They're hearty and they have everything in them.
And it's great because you can use leftovers. You can just
Yeah.
throw everything into a pot.
Yeah. Yeah. My oldest loves ramen, and what happened, when she came to live with me after college, we just started making ramen out of everything, and we put an egg on top, like no matter what it is. Oh, and we just now we just keep noodles, and everything becomes ramen. It's like the funniest thing,
Easy, and it's
but
comfortable.
so easy and so nutritious and so hearty. Yeah.
So the other thing that I do, not with employers, but I work with the Rutgers Cancer Institute
Oh,
and
nice.
NJ, and I've been putting programming together with them. So we're under a grant. I've been doing it for, I think, 2 years now. And I was just told this morning that we're going to be extended through June, and then they're going to try to get more funding. But it's educating the people in the 21 counties in New Jersey that handle like patient navigating and program coordinating with patients who are coming in with no insurance, who need to get cancer screening, or they've been diagnosed with cancer. So it's educating the educators, sort of educating the
Okay.
patient leaders and things like that. So
I
just
love
again,
that.
putting programming together around cancer. The one that we did this morning was all about reproductive health of young people, because what we're seeing is a trend of younger and younger people having cancer diagnoses, younger and younger.
Ooh.
And so that, this is right where you came from with organic farming is, the environment.
First
So
thing I said, like, it's
we
the
don't know exactly
food.
what's
Yeah.
causing it. We don't have the research,
Yes. Right.
but the hypothesis is the plastics in food. And like I said, I see a trend of people eating more takeout, and all of that is in, the lined, it's chemically lined paper goods,
Yep.
even the cardboard. You think it's, oh, it's not styrofoam, but it's lined, right? It's sprayed. And that's touching your food. So the plastics, the chemicals, over 70,000. The microwaving
ruins the molecules. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So definitely looking at, you know, the environment and the food that we're eating, you know, is that causing cancer younger and younger? So it's really interesting.
Very
there was
sad,
actually
but
an
yeah.
article in the Wall Street Journal last week about it. So but still no major studies about it, but so
yeah.
That's another thing that I'm doing for sure.
Yeah, that's a big topic, which, and I'm in my head, I'm like, just don't comment too much. I'm gonna throw my own stuff out there, right? Because it's a lot of stuff around our environment that mm-hmm. creates stuff like that. And it's so sad, but I really feel like they won't do truthful research anyway, because there's too many dollars mm-hmm. in this stuff, which what I found when I worked in the organic markets. They don't let the truth come out a lot.
Yeah.
Because of big farm.
Yeah.
Big commercial farming and the mm-hmm. grocers,
right, Monsanto.
Manufacturers Union, and yeah, it's pretty sad.
Yeah.
But it's killing
still,
people.
Yeah. And you know, the beauty industry too, you know, I know this is too much information, but I don't do deodorant anymore. I try to use like hardly any makeup, skin products, because it's all got, you know, a lot of it has chemicals in it.
Yep, sure does. And your skin is the biggest absorber of anything. I don't put a lot of stuff on my skin. I don't use soaps anymore.
Yeah. 25, the average young teenager is using 25 different lotions and potions on their skin every day. Shampoos, soaps, skin creams, blah, blah, blah. Makeup. Yeah.
Wow.
25 different items. So, yeah, so the environment is definitely a big thing with our health and cancer. And
that would actually be a really good program to put in schools about the stuff that goes on your skin.
Yeah. I used to do a lot more programming about the environment. I haven't done it lately, but maybe. Yeah, just this week I was talking to my son about it, and you know, I've gotten rid of all the plastic containers for food over the years, but he still had like a plastic straw in his smoothie cup. So we ordered stainless steel. He's like, I don't want any plastics.
Yeah, we have that. We got rid of all of our plastic. We do everything in glass.
Yeah.
Stuff still happens, but if it's once in
Yeah.
a while, you know, if we're at a restaurant, it comes home in styrofoam, we just move it out of that when we get home or something. But I think we're becoming, I want to hope that everyone's becoming a little smarter about it.
I think so.
Seems
Definitely.
it? Yeah. It
Yeah.
seems it. The worst part is the water in bottles.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done
There
a
is
lot of
no good way around that. Like, well, you can go to bigger containers. That's a whole another thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to encourage people to bring their own water wherever they go and just get it filtered from their own sink, you know, because at least that's regulated and you can get a water report from your town anytime.
Yep.
Comes out once a year, it gets mailed to your house, and you know, you can it's regulated. You know, the stuff in the bottles, some of it's from a, you know, from a hose. You know, it's like, I don't know where this came from. Unless it's like the mineral water or the spring water, that's better. I like smart water, but still, it's in a plastic bottle.
Yes, exactly.
So, yeah.
It's always something. Well, this has been so informative. If people want to learn more about you, your programs, your work, everything that you do, what's the best way for them to find you?
Well, they can go on my website. It's
Okay.
just www.maryellenzung.com. They can find me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, Health Coach Mary Ellen, or just my name. Instagram, Health Coach Mary Ellen.
Awesome. Do you have any programs coming up in the spring or anything that people can join into or look up?
The one thing that I've been working on lately, I just did my first group with employers. So as I was saying before, working with employers, employers can use my group program to send their employees to. So I'm working with smaller employers,
okay,
know, less than 50.
Okay. Because
they probably don't have an EAP. They may not offer benefits to their employees. They might be a lot of part-time employees that have different kinds of jobs, not just that job. And so those employees, they see the work life of their employees. They're very close to them. They see what they're struggling with. They know them very well. They know what they eat. They know their family life. They know their challenges. And to give them sort of a perk or a benefit or an award
would be helpful.
What, you're doing such a good job. I want to give you health coaching for the next 3 months so that they can help you with lifestyle and, you know, sort of like as a perk. So I've been starting to do that with employers. So that's, I do have an evergreen program. We meet on the first and third Wednesday of every month. But if an employer wanted to have their own program, I could certainly.
You can do that.
And develop that.
Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff. Wow. Yeah. And I never thought of giving away health coaching, but what, I think that's a terrific idea. I would love if I got that from an employer.
Right?
Yeah.
A little extra attention, a little TLC.
Absolutely.
And it's a great way for an employer to say, you're important to me.
Yeah.
Care about you, not just as
the money.
And what you do for me, but about your health and wellness. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you. All right, everyone, if you want to hear more about Mary Ellen and her programs, again, her website is Mary Ellen Zung, Z-U-N-G. You can also take a look at our show notes and contact us if you can't find her anywhere. Be happy to do that. But I want to thank you for being a part of our show. The Natural Life Business Partnership is the sponsor for this show. And you could learn more about the Soul Professional Movement at soulprofessional.com. Thanks, everyone.